Merseyland's alternative radio, MAR, broadcasting to you on 266 meters medium wave, 1125 kilocycles AM. And this is another hour of the Andy Davis Music Show.
Merseyland Alternative Radio needs your help. If you think you can help us out with transmitter locations, well, why not drop us a line? The sort of place we're looking for is a high-rise block of flats, or somewhere backing onto a large, open, expansive ground. And if you think your place fits into those categories, why not drop us a line? Address, it's MAR, care of 22, that's 22, Beach Grove, spelled B-E-A-C-H, G-R-O-V-E, Wallasey on Merseyside, and you could earn £10, or more.
Well, I'm back on this not too bad Saturday weather-wise. This is my final hour. Andy Davis here, playing you all sorts of music, I tell you. But that's the idea, to please everybody. Don't forget, by the way, between 6 o'clock and 8 o'clock tonight, we've got Mike Stand. And then we've got Simon James coming along sometime this evening. We've also got a touch of Robin Blythe. And John Dwyer will be there somewhere, and so should Jimbo Jim Brown. Right now, for the next 10 minutes, I'm going to play you a rather extended version of War of the Worlds. This is Justin Hayward and Forever Autumn.
For 3 days, I fought my way along roads packed with refugees, the homeless, burdened with boxes and bundles containing their valuables. All that was of value to me was in London. By the time I reached their little red brick house, Carrie and her father were gone.
The summer sun is fading as the year grows old, and darker days are drawing near. The autumn sky, and one by one they disappear. I wish that I was flying with them. Now you're not here. Like the sun through the trees, you came.
Here, cause you're
Ramsgate. More and more people joined the painful exodus. Sad and weary women, their children stumbling and streaked with tears, their men bitter and angry, the rich rubbing shoulders with beggars and outcasts. Dogs snarled and whined, the horses' bits were covered with foam, and here and there were wounded soldiers, as helpless as the rest. We saw tripods wading up the Thames, cutting through bridges as though they were paper. Waterloo Bridge, Westminster Bridge. One appeared above Big Ben. Never before in the history of the world such a mass of human beings moved and suffered together. This was no disciplined march. It was a stampede, without order and without a goal. 6 million people, unarmed and unprovisioned, driving headlong. It was the beginning of the rout of civilization, of the massacre of mankind. Enviously at those safely on board, straight into the eyes of my beloved Carrie. At sight of me, she began to fight her way along the packed deck to the gangplank. At that very moment, it was raised, and I caught a last glimpse of her despairing face as the crowd swept me away from her.
Like the sun through the trees, you came to love me.
The silhouette of a fighting machine. Another came, and another, striding over hills and trees, plunging far out to sea and blocking the exit of the steamer. Between them lay the silent, grey, ironclad Thunder Child. Slowly it moved toward shore, then with a deafening roar and whoosh of spray, it swung about and drove at full speed towards the waiting Martians.
There were ships of shapes and sizes scattered out along the bay, and I thought I heard her calling as the steamer pulled away. The invaders must have seen them as across the coast they filed, standing on the steamer. There lay Thunder Child.
smashing stuff there from the album War of the Worlds. I'll be playing another track from that album later on. That's Richard Burden and Justin Hayward. And the extended version of Forever Autumn. 12 minutes past the hour of 5 o'clock. And we've got a record coming up now by the Brothers Johnson, which is in at this week's number 16. But first, Mike Stans has just walked into the studio, wants to say something.
Not this record! Not this record!
Here we are then, the Brothers Johnson. And Stomp. Five on MAR. That's another record out of the top 20 this week, the Brothers Johnson and Stomp. And this is Andy Davis playing my type of music, not all that long to go. If you want to send me a request, just write to MAR, care of 22 Beech Grove, Wallasey, Merseyside. And if you can't remember my name, just say to the fellow who plays records from the sublime to the ridiculous. By the way, Johnny Dwyer's just coming again, he wants to say something now.
Not this record! Not this record! Not this record!
Merseyland Alternative Radio needs your help. If you can help us out with transmitter locations, well, why not write to us?
The sort of place we're looking for is a high-rise block of flats, or somewhere backing onto a large, open, expansive ground. And if you think your place fits into one of those categories, then why not drop us a line? The address is MAR, care of 22 Beech Grove, Wallasey, Merseyside. That's MAR, care of 22 Beech Grove, Wallasey, Merseyside. And you could earn around £20. Minutes past five, another 40 minutes to go, and don't forget then, we've got mics down between 6 o'clock and 8 o'clock tonight.
Oh, it's fun time! Yeah!
And here's a touch of Phil from Monty Python's.
Are you embarrassed easily? I am. But it's nothing to worry about. It's all part of growing up and being British. This course is designed to eliminate embarrassment, to enable you to talk freely about rude objects, to look at awkward and embarrassing things, and to point at people's privates. The course has been designed by Dr. Carl Gruber of the Institute of Going a Bit Red in Helsinki. Here, he himself introduces the course.
Hello, my name is Carl Gruber. Thank you for inviting me into your home. My method is the result of 6 years' work here at the Institute, in which subjects were exposed to simulated embarrassment predicaments over a prolonged thought. Period. Time. Sorry. Lesson one. Words. Do any of these words embarrass you?
Shoe. Megaphone. Grunties.
Now let's go on to something ruder.
Wankel rotary engine.
Now lesson two. Noises. Noises are a major embarrassment source. Even words like tits, winkle, and vibraphone cannot rival the embarrassment potential of sound. Listen to this, if you can. How do you rate your embarrassment response? A. Hi. B. Hello. C. Good evening. If C, you are loosening up and will soon be ready for this. How did you rate? A. Embarrassed. B. Hello. C. Good evening. Now lesson three, in which these rude and dirty sounds are combined with smutty visual suggestions into an embarrassment simulation situation. You are the waiter at this table.
Charles, I've got something to show you.
Five for no embarrassment, score three for slight embarrassment, and one for good evening.
Oh dear, 20 minutes past 5 o'clock in MAR, and Paul J will probably be having words with me about that later on. That was a touch of Monty Python's and the embarrassment situation. More from Monty Python's later on. Meanwhile, back to the owl music. This is John Miles.
Music was my first love, and it will be my last. was my first love, and it will be my last. Music of the future, the music of the past, the music of the
absolute, superb, knockout, great, every possible word I can think of stuff. From John Miles there, and definite classic of his, that's music. Ah, 26 minutes past 5, NAR. This is Andy Davis playing all sorts of music. Remember last winter? Will your roof survive another winter? Questions you've been asking yourself, and you've tried the rest, then why not try the best? That's Summit Roofing, they're a name you can trust for all work carried out by tradesmen. Why not let them survey your roof completely free of charge? And don't forget, they've got those very special rates for senior citizens. That's Summit Roofing, telephone 630-4103 or 678-4802. And for those Liverpool inquiries, please contact 236-5502. That's Summit Roofing, a name you can trust.
Hello, children.
Hello.
Well, last week we showed you how to be a gynecologist, and this week on how to do it, we're going to learn how to play the flute, how to split the atom, how to construct box girder bridges, and how to irrigate the Sahara and make vast new areas cultivatable. But first, here's Jackie to tell you how to rid the world of all known diseases.
Hello, Alan.
Hello, Jackie.
Well, first of all, become a doctor and discover a marvellous cure for something, and then when the medical world really starts to take notice of you, you can jolly well tell them what to do and make sure they get everything right so there'll never be diseases anymore.
Thanks, Jackie. That was great.
Fantastic.
Now, how to play the flute? Well, you blow in one end and move your fingers up and down the outside.
Great, Alan. Well, next week we'll be showing you how black and white people can live together in peace and harmony, and Alan will be over in Moscow showing you how to reconcile the Russians and the Chinese. Till then, cheerio.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you, Burr Williams, Paul J, Mike Stand, and Johnny Dwyer. Let's have a quick look at the time. 28 and a half minutes past 5 o'clock. Back to the top 20 again, and these are the Detroit Spinners, performing an old Four Seasons number. It's all going MAR today, isn't it? 28 minutes before 6 o'clock. They were the Detroit Spinners and working my way back to you. Don't forget, at 6 o'clock, we've got Monsieur Michael Stand playing, well, his sort of music, wherever that be. Would you like to advertise on MAR, Merseyland Alternative Radio? If so, please write to us at MAR, care of 22 Beech Grove, Wallasey, Merseyside. And we'll send you Barry Turner post details of all advertising rates, times, systems and so on. It really will pay you to advertise on MAR, and our rates are very, very fair indeed. Here's another track from that fantastic album, War of the Worlds. This is Richard Burden, Julie Covington and Philip Lynott out of Thin Lizzy. And this bit's called The Parson.
The body of a parson lying on the ground in a ruined churchyard. I felt unable to leave him to the mercy of the red weed and decided to bury him decently.
Nathaniel! The parson's eyes flickered open. He was alive.
Into flame, are you all right?
Don't touch me!
But it's me, Beth! Your wife!
No!
You're one of them! A devil!
He's delirious!
Lies! I saw the devil's sign!
What are you saying?
The green flash in the sky! The demons were here all along! In our hearts and souls! Just waiting for a sign from him! And now they're destroying our world!
But they're not devils, they're Martians!
We must leave here.
Look, the house still standing. Come, Nathaniel, quickly!
We took shelter in a cottage, and black smoke spread, hemming us in. Then a fighting machine came across the field, spraying jets of steam that turned the smoke into thick, black dust.
Dear God, help us!
The voice of the devil is heard in our land! Listen, do you hear them drawing near? In their search for the sinners, feeding on the power of our fear and the evil within us. Incarnation of Satan's creation of all that we dread. When the demons arrive, those alive would be better off dead.
There must be something worth living for. There must be something worth trying for. Even something worth dying for. And if one man can stand tall, there must be hope for us all. Somewhere, somewhere in the spirit of man.
Once there was a time hesitation that the power of love and truth conquer all in the name of salvation. Tell me, what kind of weapon is love when it comes to the fight? And just how much protection is true against all Satan's might?
There must be something worth living for. There must be something worth trying for. Even something's worth dying for. And if one man can stand tall, there must be some hope for us all. Somewhere, somewhere in the spirit of man.
Smashing stuff there from War of the Worlds. That's Richard Burden, Julie Covington and Philip Lynott playing the Parson Nathaniel. By the way, I must ask Paul J and Bert Williams if they will one day allow me to play the full version of that. It lasts about 2 hours, so it should just fit into a program. Would you like an extremely posy lime green MAR car sticker? Then why not send a stamped addressed envelope to MAR, care of 22 Beech Grove, Wallasey, Merseyside. Listen, are you a frustrated DJ sitting on the floor listening to MAR? Well, MAR needs good DJs, or radio presenters as they prefer to be called. Just write to MAR, care of 22 Beech Grove, Wallasey, Merseyside, including, if possible, a cassette tape of your type of program material. This tape should last between 20 and 30 minutes, and we listen to every single tape and give a reply to every single person. It's about 21 minutes before 6 o'clock. Andy Davies here for another 21 minutes of Then Mr. Michael Stan joins you between 6 o'clock and 8 o'clock. Tell you one thing, it's not easy doing live adverts on the radio. Would somebody please give me a pre-recorded tape of some adverts? Alright then, let's go to Blondie. We all know this one as Atomic. This one's unfortunately climbing down. As you all know. comics, Hair and Blondie. Have you ever listened to the words of that? Quite magnificent, actually. Well, before the next record, we'll just go... I'll just grab hold of this microphone and take it into the MAR kitchen, where Gladys is very, very busy preparing some tea and scones for us.
Hello, Mrs. Primmies.
Oh, hello, Mrs. Conclusion.
Busy day?
Busy. I just spent 4 hours burying the cat.
4 hours to bury the cat?
Yes, I wouldn't keep still, wriggling about, howling.
Oh, it's not dead then.
Oh, no, no, but it's not at all a well cat. And as we're going away for a fortnight, I thought I'd better bury it just to be on the safe side.
Right, right. You don't want to come back from Sorrento to a dead cat, do you?
Yes.
We decided to have the budgie put down.
Oh, is he very old then?
No, we just don't like it.
Oh, how do they put budgies down?
Well, it's funny you should ask that. I've been reading a great big book on how to put your budgie down. And evidently you can either hit them with the book or you can shoot them there just above the beak.
Oh, Mrs. Essence flushed those down the loo.
Oh, that's dangerous, because they breed in the sewers and eventually you get huge evil-smelling flocks of soiled budgies flying out of people's lavatories infringing their personal freedom.
Personal freedom infringed, ring Satan Nazi City 0478 or, if closed, the Department of Trade and Industry.
Fourth gentleman required to share large Hampstead gentleman.
Dear me, they can't even do adverts right on MAR. Back to the music then, enough of Gladys in the kitchen with a friend. This is Peter Sarsda, taking you back quite a few years with frozen orange juice.
I'll buy one more frozen orange juice on this fantastic day. We'll walk the sunny hills of Madrid, laughing all the way. And if you feel you want to run, and I pick a flower from the road and place it in your heart. We will hold our breath together, we shall never part.
That's a happy song, eh? Don't know how long ago that is, that's about 10 years old actually, from Peter Sarsda. That's frozen orange juice. Let's have a look at time, 14 minutes before 6 o'clock, a mere 14 minutes to go. What I'm going to do now is something I've been wanting to do on the air for ages. I'm going to play David Bowie's Space Oddity, but I'm going to remove the right channel completely, so all you hear is the left channel. Thank you.
ground control to Major Tom. Ground control to Major Tom. Take your protein pills and put your helmet on. Ground control to Major Tom. Commencing countdown, engines on. Check ignition and may God's love be with you.